Father's Day weekend, we have a special tandem here. We've got Mr. Engel, a.k.a. Jeff Engel, and his son Adam Engel, who I believe you all know plays for the Chicago White Sox. What, Adam, let's start with you. What does it mean for you to be sitting here in the dugout with your father? You're a big leaguer. That's a pretty amazing journey.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, as players, we get to experience stuff like this every day. So whenever we can bring family in and let them kind of see what we get to experience on a daily basis, it's always special.
You know, Pudge Rodriguez, the great catcher, his son now pitches for the Giants. And he was talking the other night about how he's never been more nervous in his life than when he watches his son play because he just can't control what happens. Are you more nervous when he's up there, or are you more nervous when you're in a certain situation?
No, not really. I don't get that nervous when he's playing because we've seen him play so many games, and I think it's more just we're hoping he's doing well and stuff like that, but mostly I'm pretty relaxed, and we're just here watching a game, and you know, the outcome just, it is what it is. Like you say, you can't control anything, so we're just so happy that he's at this level. And just grateful that he's here and just so proud of him, you know. Whatever he does now is icing on the cake, you know, and we're just enjoying every minute that we can.
When did you realize that your son may have a special talent? If he really worked at it, he could do something. Not necessarily make it to the big leagues, but have a pretty successful athletic career.
Well, this is one of my favorite memories of my boy is we used to take him out in our front yard and play football when he was only like four. And the very first time I knew he was kind of a little bit different than other kids was I kind of like gave him a little pitch and he took it around the end, and you know, I would chase behind him and try to tackle him. I said, man, he's kind of fast for that age. But after that, you know, I didn't give it much thought until we got maybe, you know, in a select baseball team, and they started talking about making college visits, and we tried to play around college towns and stuff. And we go up and down the East Coast, and, you know, he started doing well, and I'm like, man, he's got a shot, because originally that team was just the goal was just to get him starting on his high school team, and that was, you know, the first goal, and then the second game was just to get college. We never thought about making it to the majors because, you know, that's just something so special, and the goal was just to get to college. So I knew when we started traveling to those other towns, and he, you know, we were playing some pretty good ball teams, and I said, man, he's got a shot.
And, Adam, your first love is football, right? I mean, I've heard rumors that you slept with your playbook underneath your pillow. Is that true?
Yeah, football is definitely my first love. Baseball is, you know, something that I enjoyed. And I, you know, like my dad said, growing up, I play with a lot of friends. So baseball is something to do in the summertime with my friends. And, you know, we got pretty competitive. The team got better as we got older. And that's kind of what baseball was for me, just a way to, you know, go somewhere else on the weekends, hang out in hotels with a bunch of kids my age, just play around and have fun. And, you know, football was always, you know, what I was really trying to pursue. And as I got older, I think I kind of realized, and I had, you know, a lot of my coaches say, I think you have a better chance in baseball than football. So eventually, you know, I had to make that decision, which was a tough one, but football is, you know, definitely my first love.
Well, in football, you have cheerleaders. Don't really have cheerleaders in baseball, do you, Adam?
Well, my wife wasn't a cheerleader, so I can't comment. Yeah.
We're hanging out with Jeff Engel and his son, White Sox starting center fielder Adam Engel, on White Sox Weekly at the Carmen Eye on WGN Radio. So your dad's here, your mom's here, you've got family here. What is the goofiest, most embarrassing thing that any one of your friends or family members ever did while in the stands watching you in the game?
My mom likes to get my attention when I'm on the field.
What?
Yeah. So when I be in college, you know, it's one thing. It's not, you know, everybody's parents kind of do that. And then when I got to pro ball, I had to tell my mom, like, hey, you can't necessarily, you know, yell at me the way you did when I was in college. You gotta, you know, be a little bit more discreet about it, because she would come in and make sure that I heard her. So I wouldn't say that was embarrassing as much as it's just kind of like a difference between being a professional and amateur. So, but she definitely, you know, that's one awesome thing about both my parents is, you know, the support that they they give me and have always given me. And so, you know, making sure that I know they're there, that's something that's special to me. And, you know, I just had to tell her and my sister and my Nana that, hey, guys, when as a professional, you know, you can't necessarily get right above the dugout and yell and make sure that everybody, you know, can hear you. But, you know, it's great. And that's something that, you know, I'm glad that my family feels that, you know, they can come down and say hi to me. So that's one of the biggest differences, I guess you could say.
Did you coached your son, did you not?
Yep, all the way up until I think junior high in football and baseball, and a little bit of basketball here and there. And when he got in junior high, I just, you know, turned it over. Mainly it was the school's choice. You have to be selected to do that. They give teachers the first option to. And then if they want you as an assistant, you know, they can let you on as staff, but most of the time they wouldn't. You know, it's just all teachers on the staff, so didn't get really that many opportunities.
Right, and from what Adam's talking about as far as parents in the stands, I mean, how did you handle as far as perhaps you wanting the coach to do something different with your son or just rooting him on, period?
No, I just rooted him, and, you know, because – when you get to that level, like in college and stuff, you know, them coaches know way more than what I do as a parent or my wife does. So I just went and enjoyed it. I really loved that Louisville. You know, we would just go there because we liked the ballpark, and the people there were so nice. And I just went and you know, I used to go down first base line with the other fathers and their sons were on the team, and we would just shoot the breeze and watch the game and, you know, just be like fans. You know, we were just big fans, and I just enjoyed it.
Carm, how much of a fan of yours was your father that night that he had to come get you out of the police station because you thought it would be a good idea when Jordan was playing to use a playoff ticket for a game that wasn't going to be played?
Yeah, not an appropriate question right now, but he was not a fan.
Jeff Engel, so you mentioned your son started at Louisville, and you guys are from Cincinnati. Did you take him ever to see the Kentucky Derby?
No, I've never been there. But, you know, when Kentucky Derby's going on, Louisville always schedules games away, so we never – I have walked over at the park and the racetrack, and, you know, when it was empty and just – took a look at it, but that's about all.
You were at Louisville when Charlie Strong was there, correct? Is that right?
Yeah, he was there. I'm not sure. I think it was either my freshman and sophomore year or maybe just my freshman year. I can't remember, but I think he actually may have left my last year there. But yeah, he was a great coach. I really enjoyed you know, watching his teams play.
You never wanted to or did knock on the door, say, hey, I can do both, a little Bo Jackson action here?
You know, it was a thought that I definitely entertained, but I made the decision coming out of high school just to do one. I didn't want to do both. I knew, you know, if I wanted to play football, I was going to go all out in football. If I wanted to play baseball, I was going to go, you know, completely in one direction. So it was something that I thought about, but, you know, decided it was better just to try one.
See, that's the difference between us, Adam, because I decided as a kid that I could sit on my butt on the recliner and watch every sport, no matter what, on TV all day, and that's what I did. So, Jeff, this week is the 10th annual White Sox Serve Week, and Christine O'Reilly, she's got all these guys out and about in the community. Yesterday, Adam and a few of his teammates were on the west side of Chicago at the Martin Luther King Boys and Girls Club, painting it, refabbing it, spending the day with all these kids. Can you compare that, like your level of how proud you are, as opposed to like when he's on the field winning games for the Sox? What does it mean to you when you see the guy, you know, before a game, on a game day, going out there and donating his time to the kids?
Well, it's something special that you have a kid that, and I'm proud of him every day, no matter what he does, and so is his mother, and proud of my daughter too. But when you see your kid go out and do something like that, it just warms your heart. And knowing that trying to make something better for somebody else and trying to create a better situation. Baseball is a different – it's something else. It's not as important as, like, humane situations and stuff like that. So anytime you can do something like that over baseball, you definitely would choose that to help this community, you know, maybe, you know, because I know how important it is for – youngsters that might not have a chance to do things, and maybe something he does or his teammates do something that gives them an avenue to pursue something they want, or, you know, it might give them a spark that say, hey, maybe I can do this too, or give them insight to something. So give them encouragement. You know, we're very proud of him. I'm just glad he's doing it. And, you know, it's great to see the players here with the White Sox get out and do as many things as they do. When you hear that, it makes your heart feel good.
I want to rewind back for 1 second here. You're a junior at Louisville. You're a 19th round pick of the White Sox. You know that you're not going to be the preferred guy in the system, but you chose to, you know, roll the dice on yourself. Like, can you just take the mindset of making that decision at the time?
Oh, man, that was one of the tougher decisions I made throughout my athletic career, for sure. You know, as a junior, I didn't play as well as I wanted to, and I thought that I had a chance to put myself in a position to be with, you know, those names that are, you know, amongst the preferred players, and didn't play well. The team played really well. You know, we actually got to Omaha that year, so, you know, that was when I kind of, like, sought out advice from, you know, some of my mentors in college, and, you know, obviously talked to my family pretty closely, and, you know, we just decided that, you know, that was a good time to go. So, again, one of the toughest decisions I've made. You know, I loved it at Louisville. If I could have had a fourth year, you know, and still had the same opportunity in pro ball, then I definitely would have done it. I just felt like my opportunity as a professional was at its best if I left as a junior. Coach Mack and all those coaches at Louisville are tremendous and, you know, were, you know, crucial to my development as a player. So it was definitely the hardest decision I ever made, and you know, obviously now looking back, I'm glad I made it, but if I didn't make it, it probably would have been something that I, you know, look back and maybe thought I could have gone for a fourth year and you know, had the time of my life, and but things are working out, so I'm glad I made the decision.
So Adam Engel, we don't want to blow the surprise, but what'd you get your dad for Father's Day?
He opens it tomorrow, so we'll he works with tools a lot in his profession, so you know, we got him something along those lines.